Some members were skeptical that the assembly needed to spend the cost of a mid-sized luxury car to figure out that Petersburg had a housing problem. Here's assembly member Tom Feinwalsh.
I have a hard time justifying $55,000 for an outside company to come and interview us and just ask us what we think we need and then charge us $55,000 for our answers. That seems ridiculous.
In a later interview, Assemblymember Bob Lynn says he has a deep respect for the task force and their work, but he says he doesn't want to throw money at the issue without a crystal clear understanding of what the borough would get from the investment.
My hesitancy is that I'm worried that we're going to go down the road and keep spending money and spending money, and at the end, it pushes the borough into us having to, one, take a much greater responsibility in housing, and or two, raising mill rate in order to pay for something along those lines or redistributing wealth.
Feinwalsh ultimately came around and the assembly voted 4-2 to approve the $55,000 study. Assembly members Donna Marsh and Bob Lynn voted no. It will be funded by leftover COVID relief money. Jalen Pomrenke is housing director at the Petersburg Indian Association. She says the assessment is a first step to getting grant funding.
A lot of the ideas that the Housing Task Force has been coming up with rely on funding from outside sources, and a lot of those funding opportunities require a housing needs assessment for any type of application. So we've decided that this would be the first step to getting these ideas off the ground.
She says the study won't just look at housing needs. She says it will be a more holistic look at housing assets and shortages.
I've been calling it a housing needs assessment. I feel like the better way to identify it is a housing and needs assessment, where they'll take stock of resources in Petersburg and specific programs that are running here and kind of tell us where, you know, you're doing really good at this. You could do a little bit more on this side.
Pomrenke says the assessment will also be a resource for nonprofit organizations working in Petersburg.
It's not just something that the borough can utilize. It's something that other entities in Petersburg can utilize as well, too, when they're making grant decisions and applications. It's a key to a doors that we couldn't open without it.
The task force has explored available housing grants, including some through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD. In one grant, the federal agency offers communities up to $500,000 to transform unused stores and warehouses in town into low-income housing. But even the assessment likely won't be enough to win funding for Petersburg housing projects on its own. The borough's Community and Economic Development Director, Liz Cabrera, says the borough may also need a housing grant specialist later on.
Because these are highly complicated grants, applications that you're going to be putting forward. Generally for HUD, they are really complicated. And then the other end of it is implementation. You know, there's no such thing as free money, and those grant funds come with lots of strings.
Anchorage-based Agnew Beck Consulting will put together the housing needs assessment for Petersburg. It's the same company that completed the borough's comprehensive plan update in 2016. In Petersburg, I'm Rachel Cassandra.